Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to be mostly good as we go forward through this next week and a half, but there's still a lot of field work that's left to be completed in the upper parts of the region, and the weather this week will eventually cooperate. But today we'll look for showers and thunderstorms to occur across many areas in the Midwest, including the upper parts of the region where it is wettest and it has been coolest. And unfortunately, it's going to stay coolish across those areas for a while. In fact, a big part of the Midwest will cool down over the next 2 to 3 days. We will see temperatures in the central and eastern portions of the Midwest are likely to get into the 80s yet today and perhaps tomorrow, and then the colder air will overspread most of the region. The only places that will not be a part of that warmth here today will be from Nebraska into parts of Minnesota and some immediate neighboring areas where temperatures will be held to the 50s and 60s, and we'll likely see that colder air move through the rest of the Midwest as we move through the day Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And many areas in the Midwest will be reporting highs in the upper 50s and 60s as we get into the middle and latter parts of this week. The cool weather will stay with us just about that long, and then starting this weekend and moving into early next week, we'll see a little ridge of high pressure possibly building up from the Tennessee River Basin into portions of the eastern Midwest, and as it builds in, we'll see warmer temperatures overspread a big part of the region. In the meantime, the precipitation should subside here over the next couple of days, and we'll look for better conditions for getting back into the fields. The drier bias will likely begin tomorrow in the western Corn Belt, but today we'll still being a rather sloppy day across many of the western parts of the region. Once we get to Tuesday afternoon, though, we will be looking at drier weather in the western Corn Belt from Tuesday on into probably this weekend coming up, with one exception. There'll be a small disturbance that will pass into the region during the latter part of this week. It will set off a few showers and delay some field progress, but the resulting rainfall will be light and shouldn't have a lasting impact on field progress. The eastern Midwest will have a little bit longer period to go before dry weather returns. We'll expect showers and thunderstorms to occur today and tomorrow, and then a new low-pressure system will develop near the delta and move northeastward along the old frontal boundary, bringing more rain Wednesday across a big part of the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. That frontal boundary and new low-pressure system will produce additional rain so that those eastern parts of the region will not dry out until we get to Thursday. And then starting late this week and going through the first half of next week, there should be a lot less precipitation in the eastern portions of the Midwest as well. So the bottom line is that we still have some delays in fieldwork coming up, but dry weather will likely evolve for a little while thereafter, should get us back into the fields, and we'll see some aggressive planting progress, especially if the ridge of high pressure builds up next week, as the European model has suggested today. That high pressure ridge would bring much warmer temperatures across the Midwest and help to accelerate drying rates, but it also does something else, which will be pleasant for some of the hard red winter wheat producers. It'll likely slow down the progression of the next frontal system, and some of the central and southern plains will have opportunity for showers and thunderstorms to evolve as we move forward through the work week next week. The resulting amount of rainfall may not be a big deluge, and it may come a little too late to save the winter wheat crop, but we will see at least some beneficial moisture, and certainly summer crops that are produced in the southern plains will benefit greatly if the rains do evolve. It's a big question mark, and we'll have to continue to monitor that rather closely. In the meantime, the temperatures in the western Corn Belt and portions of the plains will warm up as we move into the weekend and next week, and that will also favor crop development as well as field work. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.